We turn now to one former priest who's tried for years to get answers about the founder of a powerful Catholic order in Mexico. Last week, we had a conversation about that order, the Legionnaires of Christ, which has admitted its founder abused young seminarians. NPR's Jason Beaubien has more from Mexico City.
Mexico is a deeply Catholic country, with more than 75% of the population identifying themselves as members of the faith. Ever since colonial times, the Catholic Church has played a central role in Mexican society. Father José de Jesús Aguilar Valdez, with the Mexican Archdiocese, says the Church made mistakes in handling sexual abuse by priests in the past, but he says there hasn't been the level of abuse here that's been alleged in Europe or the United States. At least in Mexico, he says, right now there are only a few cases, which he acknowledges cause deep pain to the victims. One case involves a Mexican priest who abused young boys in the United States, and thus Father José de Jesús says it's not under the Mexican Archdiocese jurisdiction. In another high-profile case, the father points out, the accuser retracted his allegation. Advocates for abuse victims, however, say the problem in Mexico is far, far worse than this. The most prominent pedophilia case is that of Father Marcel Maciel, the founder of the Legionnaires of Christ. In 2006, the Vatican ordered Maciel to give up his public ministry rather than face a church inquiry into the charges. Maciel died 2 years later in 2008. Alberto Atie spent 20 years as a priest in Mexico, but he quit the clergy over the Maciel scandal. Atie says when he first heard allegations that Maciel sexually abused young boys, he found it hard to believe.
Porque el padre Maciel en ese tiempo era el gran sacerdote.
Because at the time, Father Maciel was this very important priest in Mexico, Atie says. He was very close to the Pope. Maciel had rapidly built the Legionnaires of Christ into an influential order with seminaries around the globe. In 1994, Atie was called to minister to a dying ex-legionnaire named Juan Manuel Fernandez. Fernandez had joined the Legion as a young man and served as president of one of the order's most prestigious universities in Mexico City. Fernandez told Atie that he had a secret that he didn't want to take with him to the grave.
El padre Maciel destrozó mi vida completamente.
Father Maciel completely destroyed my life, Atie recalls Fernandez saying. He said Father Maciel had sexually abused him and numerous other seminarians when they were teenagers. At Fernandez's funeral, Atie told the congregation that Fernandez had forgiven Father Maciel, but still demanded justice. Atie says that after the service, eight other men came to tell him that they'd also been abused by Maciel. Atie found himself on a mission. He got notarized statements from the men. He eventually convinced an archbishop to personally deliver a letter detailing the allegations to then-Cardinal Joseph Ratzinger. This was 7 years before Ratzinger would become Pope Benedict XVI. Atie's envoy returned, saying Ratzinger had read the letter but rejected it.
El caso del padre Maciel no se puede abrir.
The case of Father Maciel can't be opened because Father Maciel is a person very close to the Holy Father, Atie was told. He's done a lot of good work for the Church. I'm sorry. Atie says the case shows how the current Pope was part of the institutional cover-up of sexual abuse by priests that went on inside the Catholic Church for decades. Jason Beaubien, NPR News, Mexico City.